Unit 86, The Great Battle for Quebec. For 3 months, the English General James Wolfe had attacked the French forces defending the Canadian city of Quebec. Located on the banks of the mighty St. Lawrence River, Quebec controlled the shipping on this broad waterway that leads to the Great Lakes and the heart of the North American continent. France and Great Britain were competing for control of the American colonies in the Seven Years' War of 1756 to 1763. And the key to an English victory was the conquest of Quebec and access to the St. Lawrence. In a final desperate attempt, Wolfe decided to circle around the French forces and attack them from the rear. To do this, he had to cross the river, defeat a small group of French guards without allowing them to alarm the nearby French troops, and then get his army of 4,000 men with their weapons and equipment up the cliffs known as the Plains of Abraham, all in a single dark night. On September 13, 1759, the sun rose on an English army that had seemingly miraculously relocated itself to the rear of the French forces. A fierce battle followed, ending with both Wolfe and the French commander, Montcalm dead on the field, but Wolfe's departing words, as the outcome of the battle became apparent, were, "I die contented." Montcalm, when he realized that he too was dying, cried, "Thank God I shall not live to see the surrender of Quebec."